Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado, and you're on yet another episode of Night Owls Late Night Podcast. So, what's up on the list for today? Well, I'll tell you. It's called When All Is Said. From the collection we've been discussing. Yay, aren't you so excited we got another gender essay. Just FYI, this has not turned into a gender podcast, unfortunately. There will be other collections of my writing that I air on this podcast, which will range from poetry to the spiritual to gender to God only knows what. So don't worry if this is not your thing, although everybody should know at least a little bit about these kinds of issues. But if it's not for you to for your type of thing to consume all the time, then rest assured, it won't always be this way. But I do try to keep it to 5 minutes or a little more, you know, digestible little bits for these episodes, you know. So, but anyway, I'm digressing. Let's get back to the essay. Trying to honor two names can sometimes feel like having a foot in the grave, neither ever getting a lung full of air as I shovel dirt over them. Still alive and struggling. How does one do this, someone may ask. And the answer is simple. You put quotations around your authentic name when signing things with your birth name most of the time. When your authentic name does get a chance to breathe, it's collared in this indecent form of grammatical punctuation normally used to give credit to someone. When no, this use is degrading, like saying my authentic name is a nickname, a passing fancy, a phase. Sometimes I long to do away with the collar, free the beast, let it go wild because it was never meant to be tamed in the first place. But I don't. For family, for normalcy, and for the damn reason that changing your name in any official capacity is a real pain. But sometimes I think that I could do without the official capacity. I'm a writer, after all. Pen names like stage names become as real as birth names, sometimes more so rather quickly. I would just need a little traction and off I would go. Hand out of the grave, past the marigolds of the dead, placed on topsoil, and towards freedom. And that's the essay, people. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, this topic is something that every T member of the community, every trans member of the community has thought of in one way or another, whether you're non-binary or not. Because for those of you that don't know, some non-binary people do have two names, and some of them are for one, like, let's say for me, I have one name for my female side and one name for my male side. And and sometimes for gender fluid people, they have three names because they'll have another name for when they're just in between and they're not male or female or any leaning in particular, which I find kind of fascinating. But yeah, I think it's a pretty common topic. I feel like everyone who has to go through the whole official name change process needs to hear this episode because they need to have someone validate their stress and their anxiety and just tell them, you know, take a deep breath. Your hand is going to come out the grave, go past the marigold of the dead on the topsoil towards your freedom. And that's what I want to leave them with. So stay lovely, people. Good night.